9743 Robert A. Putty, north of Road 283, 120 feet west of Oak Lane, being Lot 2, Block B, within Sandy Bray Development, seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement. They're looking for a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Good evening. My name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Ellis here in Georgetown, Delaware, and I represent the applicant, Mr. Robert Putty, who is applying for a 1-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet. The property was formerly owned by an Alice Perry, who acquired the property in 1982. Ms. Perry is now deceased, and her estate recently sold the property to Mr. Putty in December of 2006. The house located on the property was constructed in 1983 in the Sandy Bray subdivision, but it did not receive a certificate of occupancy until 2000. The violations were undiscovered until a new survey was prepared for the sale of the property to Mr. Putty. Neither the administratrix of the estate nor the current property owners were aware that there was any violation until receipt of the survey just days prior to closing. The hardship was not self-created by the current property owner and was unknown to the previous owner, as once again the certificate of occupancy was issued for the home. There is no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code, as it would be necessary to remove the structure. A variance is necessary at this point to enable the reasonable use of the property. A variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. It will also represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for these reasons, I request that the board approve the 1-foot variance. Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Burke?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Okay. Mr. Mills? Having no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's representative has addressed the standard for granting a variance very well. I make a motion we approve case number 9743.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9743. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Case